The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Hello everyone, happy Monday, great to be with you. Jimmy Williams in the chair for Peter Vlahos. It is Monday the 8th of April 2024 and there is so much to talk about. So tonight I need you to get involved. Dockers fans, this is a safe space. I'd love to hear from you. Are you still caught up on the weekend? Are you still flat? Are you angry? Do you think there shouldn't have been a free kick paid to Matthew Cottrell? Get involved. 13 12 55 is the open line number for Scarborough Toyota Osborne Park. You can text anytime, 0487 736 736. Tonight on the show, we are going to go to South Australia and speak with Nine News reporter and presenter Paddy Sweeney, who is covering the Dockers who have stayed over in South Australia after Gather Round. They play there again this weekend. The Eagles have a home game against Richmond on Sunday. But if you haven't heard it yet, let's just recap what happened on the weekend. It was dramatic. It was frustrating for Fremantle supporters. And this is how it played out.
Jackson goes up, hooks it down. Hewitt first access, kick the full forward. Cottrell!
It's touched.
Touch. Is it touched?
What's going on?
They're paying it.
It's paid the mark.
The Fremantle boys are going troppo saying it's touched. 25 out, directly in front for the go-ahead goal. Matthew Cottrell slots it through.
Well, Carlton can't get the 666 wrong here.
Hang on, what's going on?
They're going back into the Carlton forward line. Don't tell me there's been another free kick here after the kick. Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Is that dissension?
The ball is going back. It's in the hands of Matthew Kennedy from where Matt Cottrell kicked. Oh, what is going on here? This is a massive, massive moment. A game that has been fought tooth and nail right throughout the afternoon. An umpire's made a call here. Kennedy from 30 out directly in front. And that is a telling blow.
It was a very controversial finish in South Australia and Fremantle people are a little bit upset about it. And today their captain, Alex Pearce, had a press conference. He had a little bit to say and I'm looking forward to catching up with Paddy Sweeney shortly to discuss what exactly was said. The AFL came out and conceded that football was indeed touched off of the arm of James Aish. However, they also said, the AFL that is, that there's no place for dissent in the game and it was the correct call to pay the dissent free kick against Jordan Clark. And some of the commentary on social media today, and I don't really want to get too much into it. But what I do want to say is I think we all need to just take a step back and calm down and remember that Jordan Clark is a person just like you, just like me. Did he make a blue and would he like his time again? Maybe, but some of the character assassination of him has been pretty poor, I reckon. Fremantle didn't win the game. And someone raised this in the run home on the text line, 0487 736 736, if you'd like to join in tonight. That game of footy, it sort of reminded me of Sirengate a little bit. There's some people out there who think Fremantle are hard done by. If you go back 19 years, I reckon it was about 19 years ago when Fremantle and St Kilda played that infamous game down in Tasmania. It's important to remember that Fremantle eventually got the points. And it's also equally important to remember that they're not going to get the points in this game. It's over. It's happened. And as Hayes and Marto spoke about on the run home, the most important thing we as a football industry can do now is work out how we can better rectify to prevent these mistakes happening. On the weekend, it was an integral moment of the game. Fremantle were pushing and they were trying to hold on. And at the wrong time, they conceded them. And it ended up being Carlton who won the game of footy. I want your opinion tonight. The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. Opinions that inspire. I want your opinion. Tell me how we can stop these errors from happening. There's plenty of umpires out there. They do their best. And unfortunately, at times, mistakes are made. Can't wait to check in with this man, Nine News presenter and reporter, Paddy Sweeney in South Australia, I believe. Good evening to you, Paddy.
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy, and your listeners out there as well. And I tell you what, it's 2 days on from this contentious call and obviously the dramatic finish where the Dockers lost the game against Carlton, but it still is dividing the football world and providing plenty of topical choice and opinions out there as well, as I know you are having on the show right now.
And the Fremantle captain, Paddy, Alex Pearce, he spoke to the media today and one comment that he said really stood out, and it's kind of brought this whole thing back to the centre of attention again.
It has. I was at the press conference with Alex Pearce this afternoon and I just simply said to Alex, Alex, do you know exactly what Jordan Clark said to the umpire, which obviously resulted in the dissent being played, free kick to Carlton? And he sort of said, no, I don't. I had a conversation with the umpire and he doesn't even know exactly what Jordan Clark said. That revelation took me aback because I sort of then followed up with another question saying to Alex, well, Alex, are you a little bit, you know, miffed at the reason why this was actually paid then if the umpire revealed to you he didn't even know the exact words that Jordan Clark revealed? So now we've got a situation where the captain of the Fremantle Dockers, very revered, a man who has been in the game for a long time, you would imagine someone in his position, his standing in the game, this is not something that he would go out there lightly and say. So the Fremantle Dockers are genuinely concerned with the interpretation around the way the umpire dissent is currently being interpreted. And also, I dare say, the way it was officiated in Saturday afternoon's game, because they are of absolute clarity that the umpire, as Alex Pearce said, revealed to them that even he didn't know what actually Jordan Clark said to have that free kick paid against him in the dying seconds.
Now, I'm lucky enough to have worked with you for a long time, Paddy, so I know you love your footy. What do we actually do from here? What's the actual answer? Fremantle aren't going to win any kind of appeal. They're not going to win this game of football. The 4 points belong to Carlton and it's over. And the discussion we had on the run home with Paul Hazelby and Damian Martin was Paul Hazelby's idea that we get rid of the score review system and that we sort of maybe bring in three challenges per team. Is there, before we get back to the whole drama around it, is there anything you'd like to see the AFL do in order to prevent these mistakes happening? Because they happened throughout the whole four quarters. It's just at this point in the game, it was Fremantle were hanging on and, yeah, they didn't want to concede a goal right at that moment, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can understand the lateness of the game and where it happened in the game and how it unfolded. That is the reason which has left such a bitter taste in so many footy fans, not just Fremantle, but footy fans' mouth, because a lot of people left Adelaide Oval and a lot of footy fans watching that game think that that game was decided by an umpire who may not have made the right decision at the time. In terms of changes, what I want to see, I'm not so sure. I'm certainly not convinced on this whole logic or initiative on the captain's call, because at the moment, Jimmy, you know, your listeners will probably agree with this statement that the goal review system at the moment where we go to the review at the minute, that is adding minutes, if not tens of minutes, to our game every single game, because the goal umpires, for better use of a term, they're scared of actually making a decision themselves and then actually having it overruled. So we're seeing reviews at the moment happen, which simply shouldn't happen. The ball is clearly over the line or it's clearly hit the post. We're reviewing that. If you then add in more reviews, we're only going to, you know, probably start a game of football on a Thursday night and we'll finish it on Tuesday morning, you know. So I'm not too sure where we end this. The other one with that is, as you said earlier, these decisions could happen, you know, at the 7 minute mark of the first quarter, which could cost a team a goal and they lose by a point, as opposed to just in the last 2 or 3 minutes of a game. So when do you, how many challenges do you have? When do they get to use them? We see in cricket, I think it's a little bit different with the DRS. We know after every single delivery, there's a roughly, if you're talking a paceman bowling or a fast bowler, there's 30 seconds between the next delivery so they can check things. In the AFL, we don't have that luxury. These are contests. It's repeat. We only get a stoppage and a real break in play when the ball goes out of bounds or we get a score. So I just think we're going to lose that natural flow of the game. look, unfortunate, this has really come back to bite the Dockers on the bottom, but I just don't know that I can see this changing, and it's certainly not anything that the AFL are really looking at significantly at the minute in actually implementing something like a captain's call. We are of the understanding that ball chip technology could come in next year, and that's going to be used potentially around the goalposts and goal review systems, but I'm not so sure about reviews in-game, so to speak.
Yeah, I think I was sitting in the producer's area listening to the run home, and someone texted in saying, you know, this ball chip technology is going to come in. But in this instance, if and when it does happen, or when and if it does happen, would we have actually even seen a review saying, no, the ball has actually, you know, hit James Aish on the shoulder or the elbow or wherever it might be, and prevent, you know, the mark being paid? You and I could wax.
We wouldn't because it's not a score review system.
Exactly.
I mean, the other one is that the vision that we actually saw, which was conclusive, I mean, beyond reasonable doubt, to potentially overturn the mark, was revealed on Sunday morning. So even that shows there's a lull in time lapse of actually turning around vision or replays in getting a decision. And I tell you what, you've got to be a very brave person to overrule a decision if you don't have significant amount of evidence, especially in that section of the game, how it transpired. I feel for the Fremantle Dockers, for footy fans out there as a whole, mistakes are going to happen. We will never, ever, ever be able to rid them from our game. I just think at this point in time, unfortunately, the Fremantle Dockers have been on the wrong end of this one. And at least the AFL has come out and admitted they were wrong. It is interesting, though, the AFL never used the term sorry. They just say they got it wrong and they move on. But, it's cold comfort to the Fremantle Dockers. I can give you the hot tip.
You are in South Australia this evening because Fremantle are staying put. They play Port Adelaide on Saturday evening at 5:30. You can hear the call here on AFL Nation. What's the vibe? I know Alex Pearce, the captain, had his press conference, but what's the vibe you got today from the club and the playing group, if you were able to catch any coming in and out of a recovery session or a training session?
Yeah, pretty light session today for the Dockers, more so just recovery. A couple of sore boys. Michael Frederick won't be there Saturday night after injuring his hamstring. Neil Erasmus is my early prediction to potentially come into the Dockers lineup for him. I think he's got the ability to play some high half forward minutes and also add in some midfield strength there for the Dockers. Sean Darcy, though, is the big one. The Dockers, it sort of is firming that the club champion, the 25-year-old who is yet to play a game this year, it seems as though he is firming as the days go by that he'll be running back out onto the ground on Saturday night, which will be a massive boost for the Dockers. It'll be the first time in 9 months he'll be teaming up with Luke Jackson again. What that does to their ruck and forward mix, we'll have to wait and see. But it looks as though Sean Darcy might be coming into that game. And I think what that will do is, you know, you saw us feel a little bit of energy around the Dockers today. And yes, it's disappointing they lost. They are still 3-1. But I tell you, I reckon going into this extended trip on the road here in Adelaide, if you were to say you would split the games between Carlton and Port Adelaide and you were to head back to Perth with a 4-1 record, they would have taken it. However, this is a massive task on Saturday night against Port Adelaide. I know they had a really good game against Carlton on the weekend, but this one's a different equation when you've got 47,000 feral Port Adelaide fans screaming at you and you're facing a midfield with the likes of Connor Rosie, Jason Horn, Francis and Zach Butters, who are up and firing. That one's going to be a tough challenge. But if they can get over the line on Saturday night, they really do set their season up.
It's going to be a huge game of footy. Speaking with Paddy Sweeney, Channel 9 News Perth presenter and reporter in South Australia. I'm not sure how long you've been there for, Paddy. The vibe of Gather Round, a genuine success, it seems.
Yeah, it certainly has been a success. Jimmy, I flew in this morning for the post gathering of Gather Round, which is obviously the Dockers staying here for the week in the lead up to Saturday's game. But look, you can still see, you know, there's a lot of buzz still around town and everywhere you go, literally cafe today to grab a coffee and also grab the sandwich. And so many people were talking about it. Even at the car rental at the airport, they were talking about how busy they were over the weekend and footy teams. Tell you what, the Western Bulldogs, they were too happy with the way that they got treated on Saturday night, because apparently the car rental at Hertz Car Rental at the Adelaide Airport, they weren't too happy with the way the car was returned, Jimmy. but I tell you what, it's going to be interesting to see. I think Adelaide and Gather Round is the obvious choice for where it is. They've done a wonderful job in the first 2 years. They're adding the Barossa next year as well, and I think it's only going to go from strength to strength. So I think, if anything, Adelaide is the place for Gather Round, and I think it's up to the other states to think a little bit outside the box if they're to get sort of a similar a similar event on the calendar to that of Gather Round.
Just quickly before I do let you go, Paddy, a couple of quick ones about the West Coast Eagles. I'm sure you've probably seen the news in the last half an hour. The Rising Star nomination is not this week, Harley Reid, and that might upset some Eagles fans listening to Sports Day tonight, but it was Sam Darcy at the Western Bulldogs. So they might not be happy, or the car rental joint might not be happy with them, but the Bulldogs will be stoked that Sam Darcy got the Rising Star nom.
It's pardon the pun, but it's not good reading for the Eagles fans there, is it? I mean, I think that's incredibly unlucky when you have 18 touches, when you kick your first goal in footy and the way that he kicked it, 7 broken tackles, which is the Eagles' second most in the game behind only Dustin Martin and Luke Davies-Uniacke, and the way he literally dragged the Eagles with them early to actually lead that game at halftime against Sydney, it was all basically on the back of Harley Reid in his fourth game. I think he's incredibly unlucky not to be the round 4 Rising Star nominee.
They have a big game in Perth this week. Ryan Marrick fronted up to train today with a broken rib, so they're probably hopeful more than anything that Heat will play. And they had a couple of troops play Waffle on the weekend. Dom Sheed, 15 disposals. Just having a quick look at their team sheet. Someone mentioned me Liam Ryan played, but did he? I don't think he did. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Your gut feel a few. I know it's a long way out, Paddy. Your gut feel. I'm happy to say this. I actually genuinely believe West Coast can win that game on the weekend. Do you believe that they can beat Richmond here on Sunday?
They can if they continue to show the intent, the fight, and the pressure that they brought, especially in the first half against Sydney. And also when you look at Richmond, who will probably be a little bit flat. They lost that game yesterday against St Kilda after a dominant first quarter. And also the fact that they're without Tom Lynch, Noah Bolter, and also I think Deion Prestia still won't be available with his hamstring issue. So them crossing the Nullarbor, I mean, this is one that West Coast and everyone internally at Lathlane must think, hey, guys, we've got a genuine chance to have a win, bank 4 points, which has been incredibly rare in the last 2.5 years, and sort of get some positivity going about their season.
Paddy Sweeney, really appreciate your time as always, mate. We'll see you tonight on Nine News from 6 o'clock.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Paddy Sweeney, live from South Australia. There he has, of course, travelled to cover Fremantle being there. They staying put, the Dockers. They play again at Adelaide Oval on Saturday night against Port Adelaide. You can hear the call here on AFL Nation.